blue skies smiling at me.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Boy, 2008 was a fantastic year, full of profits. Well, that's what the parent of Airbus is saying this morning. It's beating its American nemesis, Boeing. However, as Stephen Beard reports from London, there are gray skies ahead for both companies.
After 2 years of losses, Airbus's parent company made a profit last year, $2 billion. The plane maker cut its costs and solved the technical problems dogging its new super jumbo, the A380. Airbus did better last year than Boeing, delivering a record 483 aircraft. But this may be as good as it gets for a while. Howard Wealdon is with the BGC Group. He says the global downturn is having an impact. Airlines are starting to withdraw some of their orders for new planes.
We've already seen Air France cancelling two. Other airlines are doing the same, or they're deferring the delivery date. That causes havoc for aircraft makers. So we could have some worse news to come through 2009.
And he says Boeing, which is still struggling with its new plane, the Dreamliner, could be even worse affected. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The CEO of Citigroup is trying to make his workers feel a little better. Vikram Pandit sent out an employee memo saying Citi was profitable the first 2 months of this year. He said he's confident about the company's capital strength. The email was obtained by a couple news organizations. Citigroup's not commenting on it. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports this morning that U.S. officials are pondering a further rescue of Citi. The company's already received $45 billion in bailout funds. Citigroup shares were up 2% yesterday to a whole dollar and a nickel. Some analysts are crediting that Citigroup memo for a lift in European stock markets. They're up 1 to 2% this hour. Wall Street futures are pointing higher for a change. The Dow lost another 80 points yesterday. It stands at just 6,547. Bit of a comeback in Asian markets today, led by Hong Kong shares. And oil is up to near $48 a barrel now because everybody thinks OPEC is going to cut production again soon. Over the past year, more than a dozen companies have come under fire for something called golden coffin deals. This is where a top executive's family gets cash or stock payouts if he or she dies on the job. At Disney's shareholder meeting today, activist investors are going to try to put an end to those deals. Caitlin Carroll reports.
Peek inside a golden coffin, and you'll find salaries, bonuses, stock options, and severance payouts, all for the family of the permanently retired CEO. For shareholders, this can mean millions of dollars of after-death pay for the ultimate form of non-performance.
It's pay that just about anybody else in society doesn't get. So why are CEOs so special?
Rich Furlato is with the union leading the charge against Disney.
It's money that's not tied to performance.
He wants to bury those golden coffin deals. Michelle Leader is founder of footnoted.org. She says golden coffins are often disguised in hard-to-understand proxy statements. Not only that, but shareholder votes are non-binding.
It's not a democracy.
In 2005, Disney did a $4.5 million golden coffin deal with CEO Robert Iger. Disney says it hasn't offered new executives this benefit for the past several years, but wants to keep the option open. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
Over at the Universal Orlando Resort in Florida today, Burger King is introducing the first Whopper Bar. You can customize your burger with up to 22 different toppings, and I would list them, but it seems too early in the morning to say smoked bacon and guacamole. Burger King says five more Whopper Bars will open by the end of the year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
A huge gathering of American Indian businesses continues today. It's the annual Reservation Economic Summit in Las Vegas. There's plenty of talk there about tribal casinos and Native American entrepreneurship and poverty, which still plagues many reservations. But in the first of two parts, Lori Stern of American Radio Works profiles one Indian reservation trying to lift its fortunes through wind power.
The Lakota Sioux call the wind their relative, constant and strong. Now they're going to put that relative to work.
Our focus is developing the wind and getting it sold now. That's our focus.
Eileen Briggs is president of Four Winds Energy Corporation. She says the tribe has been measuring the wind for a decade, getting ready for the right deal. The right deal turns out to be an agreement with Boston-based Citizens Energy to build a $400 million wind farm. Carlisle Ducheneau works for the tribe's environmental department.
There's been a lot of interested developers going back 8-10 years. They were wanting to give the tribe a portion rather than a piece of the pie.
But with Citizens Energy, the tribe will get a 20% ownership stake and will also collect fees from leasing land for the turbines. The project could help the tribe become financially self-sufficient.
We need hope. Our young people need to see that we have something that's moving us forward.
The Cheyenne River Reservation lies just west of the Missouri River in central South Dakota, more than 1 million acres of grazing land for cattle and buffalo. But leasing land to ranchers isn't very lucrative, and the only other jobs here are with the tribal government or the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The average income is only $8,000 a year.
Tribe ain't got no money, so you're working for 12 bucks an hour or less.
The wind project may not be profitable for years, but it will provide jobs of all kinds and a way to retain native talent.
Well, you would need your biologist, your archaeologist, all the sciences. We have those kind of people out there, but they've left the reservation. That would bring them back.
The tribe has applied for a place on the grid that supplies electricity to South Dakota. If the plans play out, turbines could be turning in 3 or 4 years. In Eagle Butte, South Dakota, I'm Lori Stern for Marketplace.
Tune in tomorrow. Lori's going to look at how this wind project might change the lives of tribal members. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Hope you have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.